The Resurrection by E.M. Bounds. This is the last chapter, chapter 23, being read by Peter John Parisi, who's also known as Brian Dean. None of my audios are copyrighted. Please feel free to make as many copies as you desire. Chapter 23. Believe me, I find heaven a city hard to be won. The righteous will scarcely be saved. Make sure to yourself that you are above ordinary professions. Salvation is our only one necessary thing. Be greedy of grace. Remember that judgment and eternity are before you. Let this be your desire. Let your thoughts dwell much on that blessedness which abideth you in the other world. Samuel Rutherford. Solicit heaven, then, that thou mightest be strengthened with all might by the Spirit in the inner man. In that thy strength is so little, and the service so great. Ply heaven the harder, and fetch down a daily influx of divine help. Run to him in every difficulty, and repose thyself on him in every duty. Draw strength from him, that thou mayest declare his sufficiency. Blessed is the man, O Lord, whose strength is in thee. Spelled A-L-L-E-I-N-E. The future of man will be divinely glorious and divinely illustrious. He is to share the place of Jesus, where Jesus and his followers are to be. This is the specific teaching of Jesus. I go to prepare a place for you, said Jesus. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I come again and will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. In his sacerdotal prayer, Jesus said, Father, that which thou hast given me, I will that where I am, they may be with me, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. The statement in the Apocrypha is very exalted, very strong, and very clear. He that overcometh, I will give to him to sit down with me in my throne, as I also overcame, and sat down with my Father in his throne. Jesus must have the place of the greatest dignity, of highest honor in the universe. God has awarded this to him without question or limitation, a name above every name, a place above every place. Jesus calls it paradise, a place of ineffable beauty, God adorned and exuberated in his divine embellishment, untold beauty to fascinate the eye and ravish and intoxicate the heart. The divine word is that Jesus will shepherd all the blessed flock of that thrice blessed Lamb. With them Jesus will be, and for them Jesus will be. The honor, dignity, power, and glory bestowed on him will be theirs. They are joint heirs with him in all God's most generous inheritance. Rich indeed, surpassing rich, shall be the saints in all that large, exhaustless, immortal store. I am fully persuaded of this as of a most necessary and infallible truth, that as it is appointed unto all men once to die, so it is determined that all men shall rise from death, that the souls separated from our bodies are in the hands of God and live, that the bodies dissolved into dust or scattered into ashes shall be recollected in themselves and reunited to the souls, that the same flesh which lived before shall be revived, that the same numerical bodies which did fall shall rise, that this resuscitation will be universal, no man accepted, no flesh left in the grave, but that all, that the just shall be raised to a resurrection of life, and all the unjust to the resurrection of damnation, that this shall be performed at the last day, when the trump shall sound, and this I believe the resurrection of the body, with what acclamations with saints, rising from the dead, applaud the reader. How will the heaven of heavens resound his praises forever? Thanks be to God, will be the burden of their song, and angels will join in the chorus and declare their consent with a loud Amen. Hallelujah. End of the book, The Resurrection by E.M. Bounds, copyrighted 1907, 172 pages, being read by Peter John Parisi, also known as Brian Dean. There are 23 chapters in it. You can find them on www.sermonaudio.com and also on www.archive, it's A-R-C-H-I-V-E.org.